This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji. And John, as we've been talking about, all eyes are on the auto industry this week, and it's bid for a bailout on Capitol Hill. But remember, just 6 months ago, it was the airline industry that was in danger of tanking. Fuel prices, though, have since plunged, which should have helped lower ticket prices and help the industry, but it hasn't done so. Dan Michaels, the European aviation editor for The Wall Street Journal, joins us now from Brussels. Welcome, Dan.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
You say the airline industry is in a, quote, crash position. Explain that.
Well, the industry was preparing earlier this year for sky-high fuel prices and their costs going through the roof. So they grounded planes and cut capacity and were prepared for that crisis. Fuel prices then dropped, but at the same time, demand is plummeting. So they prepared for one crisis and are getting another. And that's why I'd say they're in crash position, because they're at least they're ready for something.
And the forecast is not good, as you've just explained. And there's lots of talk about possible mergers in order to save some of these airline companies. You want to tell us about the likely ones?
Sure. First, you got to understand that airline mergers across borders between two countries are really difficult, because airlines are kind of tied down by a global web of treaties between governments that say that an airline has to be owned by citizens of its country. So foreigners can't take over a U.S. airline. Americans can't take over a European airline. Within Europe, the European Union has allowed takeover. So Air France took over KLM. Lufthansa from Germany took over Swiss. Now, within Europe, Ryanair, an Irish budget airline, wants to take over its Irish rival Aer Lingus. British Airways is in talks with Iberia from Spain. And just yesterday, British Airways announced that it and Qantas from Australia, which is very far from Europe, are also in talks. So British Airways is juggling merger negotiations in two directions. But Europe seems to be the place where airline mergers, especially across borders, are most on the front burner.
Is it a matter of survival, Dan? And do you think any of these airlines will actually merge?
Some are, actually. Some small airlines, for example, right here in Belgium, Brussels Airlines has thrown itself in the arms of Germany's Lufthansa, which is much bigger and much richer. And for Lufthansa, for Brussels Airlines, it was a matter of survival. Austrian Airlines also is talking to Lufthansa about being bought out, and Austrian is in deep trouble. British Midland, a smaller British airline, is also being bought out by Lufthansa. So Lufthansa, which is big and rich, is buying up lots of smaller carriers that are faced with extinction. For some of the bigger ones like British Airways and Iberia, it's more a question of just getting heft and being able to compete better on the global stage.
So quickly, 20 seconds, what would you predict happening, let's say, in the next 6 or 8 months?
Probably more consolidation in Europe, maybe a bit with places like Australia. Not so much with the U.S., because the U.S. still has very strict limits on foreign ownership. So there might be some marketing tie-ups, but unlikely any mergers with U.S. carriers and foreign carriers.
Dan Michaels, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dan Michaels is the European aviation editor for The Wall Street Journal, and he is predicting more mergers between and among airlines.